Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation today comes from the Gospel of St. Mark. Specifically, John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. This is our text. There are a lot of technical little things that us preachers just take for granted that the person sitting in the pew probably just doesn't realize. For instance, as we begin this new season of Advent, we also begin a new series with our lectionary, that series of lessons that we follow week to week. You probably didn't know that we follow a three-year lectionary series. Each one of those series follows one of the Gospels in the Bible. So the series A that we just finished up, that follows basically mainly the Gospel of Matthew with a little bit of Luke and a little bit of John thrown in there along the way. Series B that we just began, that follows mainly the Gospel of Mark, again with a little bit of Luke and a little bit of John thrown in when needed. And Series C follows the Gospel of Luke, again with a little of John thrown in. The neat thing is that because all of the Gospels are written by different people and they are written to different audiences, all three of them give us just a slightly different glimpse into the life and ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so as we take a look at the Gospel of Mark, we get Mark's perspective on Jesus' life. And Mark begins very similarly to the way that two other books of the Bible begins. Mark begins his book with the same word that Genesis and John start out with. He begins in the beginning. And specifically for Mark, it is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so what we see here is that Mark is very clear from the very beginning that Jesus is the Son of God. He wants his audience to know that right from the get-go. He isn't leaving anything for them to have to figure out on their own. He tells them right up front in the very first sentence that Jesus is the Son of God. What is also very unique about Mark is that he totally skips over the birth of Jesus, which really leaves us to wonder, how can one of the gospel writers leave over that very important aspect of Jesus' life? How can he just skip the birth of Jesus? I mean, Matthew gives us the birth narrative from Joseph's perspective. And so we see Mary getting pregnant and telling Joseph that she has with child, and he has to figure out what he's going to do when that angel comes and tells him that Mary is indeed going to have God's son. And then we've got Luke's perspective that tells us of the birth of Jesus from Mary's perspective, giving us all the details about the sentence and having the census, and having no room at the inn, and Jesus born in the stable, and all of that fun stuff. In this case, it's probably a situation where Luke goes around and investigates and even interviews Mary about that whole thing went down. And then John gets all philosophical on us with his, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And yet, he does cover the birth of Jesus, albeit with just one sentence, one quick statement, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that's about it. Then he quickly jumps on to the work of John the Baptist. But yeah, Mark totally skips over the birth of Jesus. And he jumps ahead 30 years or so to the work of John the Baptist. And like Matthew, Mark includes that Old Testament prophecy from Isaiah. Behold, I will send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Obviously, that messenger is John. And he prepares the hearts of the people for Jesus' coming. And I just love the way Mark puts it. He says, John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. So not only does Mark skip over completely Jesus' birth, but he also skips over completely John's birth and his upbringing. It's like John just suddenly appears out of nowhere, out in the wilderness, and he just starts baptizing so that they are ready for the coming of the Messiah. But what we see is that all the country of Judea and all of Jerusalem are going out to him and are being baptized by him. John is amazingly popular among the people. Everyone, absolutely everyone, is going out to see him and is being baptized by him to get ready for the coming of Jesus. Now, they don't know that they're getting ready for the coming of Jesus, but they are. And John's work is simple. He is baptizing people so that they will repent, with the result that they are confessing their sins. I mean, this is great stuff. This is Advent stuff. This is preparation for the coming of Jesus. It is setting the stage for one of the greatest events of all time, the mission and ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the key to this whole thing is the very last verse of our text. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. You see, John's baptism was important because it led to repentance and the confession of sins. But Jesus' baptism for the forgiveness of sins is backed up by his life, death, and resurrection. And it is the ultimate baptism for our salvation. The Holy Spirit works through baptism, just as the Holy Spirit works through the Lord's Supper and through God's Word. John's baptism was necessary to get the people ready for the coming of Jesus, just as our season of Advent is necessary to get us ready for celebrating the birth of our Savior at Christmas. The one common theme in our lesson for today and in our lives today is that common theme of sin. The people of Jesus' day were in sinful and were in need of confession and absolution and repentance, just as we, people of God, are sinful and are in need of confession and absolution and repentance. On our own, we are helpless to battle against sin and its effects. It is only through the Holy Spirit working in the Word and the sacraments and the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus that we can be set free from sin and its terrible effects. And so that's why during this Advent season, we really do need to listen to Pastor Ganey's suggestion from last week that we just be silent. Just be silent and spend time in God's Word listening to him. We all need some quiet in our lives. And if that quietness is spent meditating on God's word, then that's how we get ready for Christmas. And so that's why each year, no matter what lectionary we're in, we come back to John the Baptist and his mission to get the hearts and minds of the people ready for the coming of the Savior. Be in God's word. Be silent. Let the Holy Spirit work in your hearts as we get ready to celebrate the birth of our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen. You may be seated for the offering.